Bonobos. Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
To wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Hello, welcome to Thursday. How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
So good. Yeah. I'm just really happy to be here.
You look super fresh today.
Yeah,
did you get on
fresh.
The wines or something last night, relax?
I had a
put
beer.
Your feet up, yes.
I had a cheeky beer.
The ones you made yourself?
No, I had a Bolter last night.
Just one?
Just one.
I was
going
to say, did you do a chemical peel or something?
Oh, no, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I know it's COVID, Meg, but just a little experiment here.
Yeah.
Like, we all work together.
Mm.
Go and brush the side of Crevo's
cheek. He's freshly shaven, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, feel how soft and supple his skin is.
Oh, up there though. Ooh!
Yeah, more evidence.
The first part, but the...
a little bit. Well, it depends on the direction.
More evidence that he is, in fact, a homo.
Why do you say that? Because I've got such good skin.
Yes.
Don't be jealous, Maddie.
I'm genuinely jealous. Not fair.
You got to use that, is it, the like a Bure, is it?
Oh, is that oil relay or something?
It's a charcoal soap for the face. It's very nice.
That's you fancy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So you, there you go. I thought you're just a Dove guy, the old soap.
No.
Bar soap.
Yeah, you got a different soap for the face. Makes it more
very
supple.
Nice.
Yeah.
You live and learn, Maddie.
Jackson,
all right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I had a bit of an interesting morning because I misplaced my keys, so I was a little bit late to work. But I think my mum hid them because I stayed at my mum's house.
Oh,
she was up very
conveniently.
Well, I think she wanted to drive me to work because she worries about how early it is that I have to get up and drive. She was up ready and she's like, I'll take you. And I'm like, it's fine. And then I ended up in her room because they were on her dresser. And I'm like, how'd they get in? She's like, I don't know, ghosts.
I'm like, ghosts.
Sure.
I loved your story on Instagram last night of you and your mum frolicking on the beach together.
Yes.
That was so cute.
We had a running race and I ankle tapped her and she face planted. Did you see that?
No. What?
We have a lot of fun.
Wow.
It doesn't sound fun for her.
No, she loves it. She wants to be an Instagram star.
Does
like
she?
That's her dream in life, to Instagram famous.
How many followers does she have?
I don't know about Instagram, but I know she's got a fair few on TikTok, which concerns me.
I love your mum. She's so sweet. In one of the stories, she's like, Jackson's tricking her into taking a photo, but he's actually filming it.
Right,
she's
right.
She's like... Don't make me look like an old hag. Jared, good morning. How are you today?
Morning. A little tired. These mornings are really starting to take their impact on me. And Jess, if you're listening, please come back.
Are you over it now?
4 days in and the 3 o'clock wake-ups.
What are you doing of an afternoon? So you finish work here like 11:30.
I don't go home and sleep because otherwise I won't sleep at night.
Yeah.
So I do go to bed at about 7.
Yeah.
Which I'm getting enough
sleep. 7?
Exactly. I'm getting
That's
enough
so sleep. Early. There's still kids playing basketball in the street at that time.
Them, I know.
Oh, my God. Guys, Lads versus Lasses is up next. Oh, my God. Look at the score. Lasses 12. The Lads catching up on 10. It's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game on offer today. For the winner, we have a $50 Ampol fuel card,
which is
great. Fuel was so expensive.
I know.
Super cheap at Costco. I went there yesterday.
Oh, did you? Did you fill up?
No, because I'm not a member. If you want to play 13-10-09, we need one guy, one girl to compete for the point today. We'll do it after.
The Novos. Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, this is our year-long competition where the lads take on the lasses. We find out by the end of the year who is the superior sex. Last
Who's
year,
better?
The lasses. 2 years in a row, the lasses superior. We've got to even things up this year,
yeah,
guys.
That's right.
12 points, the lasses versus 10 for us boys. We still need a lass, though, on 13-10-09, playing for a $50 Ampol fuel card.
Yeah, that's right. Let's meet our lad, though, this morning. It's Jack from Mayfield, our support worker, single and ready to mingle, on the lookout for a fun and honest person who does not take life too seriously. His bedtime, 10 p.m. Morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. Just waking up.
Just getting up, ready to take on the world?
That's it.
All right. Well, let's see if we can win you some fuel to start your day. First question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, you sound ready. This one's multiple choice. The brand Chanel was created by who? Was it A, Coco Chanel, B, Chi Chi Chanel, or C, Kaka Chanel?
Coco Chanel.
That is correct. One on the board. Well done. Not sure I know who Kaka Chanel is, but hey.
Has to be a drag queen.
Must be, I'm sure. All right, number two. What is the name of Kate Hudson's own brand of activewear?
I'm going to go with Hudware.
Hudware. Good guess. Probably a better name, in fact, but it's wrong. It's Fabletics. Oh, that is a bad brand name.
It's like a laundry company.
Yeah.
Take your sheets and blankets to get washed.
I think Hudware's better. Anyway, number three. Curves is what type of female-only venue? Curves.
Isn't that a female gym?
Yes, it is. Glorious. 2 out of 3. Jack, absolutely killing it.
Great job, man. Hold the line.
All right, let's go to Leonie in Elmer Vale. Works in security. On her way home from work, says she, her job is rewarding but deals with a lot of cooked units. Hello, Leonie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Any cooked units last night?
No, it was actually a quiet night last night.
Quiet night. Wait until the weekend. They all come out on the weekend.
What's the worst night to work, Leonie?
You know what? You can't pick it.
Like, sometimes you get, like, crazy people on a Monday or something.
Yeah. You cannot pick a crazy night.
Hey, it keeps it interesting.
Yeah. Always on your toes.
It sure does.
All right, you need two for us to go to a tiebreaker coin toss. Are you ready, Leonie?
I'll try.
All right. Question one. How many stars are on the Subaru logo?
Four.
No,
incorrect.
All right. You need this to stay in the game. Multiple choice. Which of the following fuels is more refined? Is it A, unleaded petrol, B, diesel, or C, crude oil?
I'll say unleaded petrol.
Definitely is. Well done. All right. Question three. What is the main colour on a Sidchrome toolbox?
Red?
Definitely is.
Definitely
well done,
is.
Break your coin toss. Oh my
God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, let's go to Jack to make the call. Jack, heads or tails for the win, my friend?
I'm going to go heads.
Go heads. Heads.
It has come up. Tails.
Oh, God. Sorry, Jack. Leonie, $50 of fuel coming your way, babe.
You win. Congratulations.
Hey, good stuff. Good on you. Hey, good way to start the day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Leonie.
Good on you. Oh, that means the lasses.
Back up to 13. Lucky number 13.
Anyway, good for the lasses, not for us. Up next, we want to talk about something that's right up my alley, something that you brought to my attention, Maddie. It's a gourmet food. Very, very exciting, this. They're calling it the ultimate steak. So it's, you know, those tomahawk steaks? They're the ones with the huge bone hanging out the side of them.
That are like 2 kilos.
Yeah, absolutely massive. They've got one of those and they've got gold on it. This is this, like, unbelievable steak experience down in Sydney. Lads, you'll want to be listening to this. And ladies who like steak.
It's not very ladylike for a lady to eat such a big steak, is it? Like, there's something wrong about it.
I'd go for it.
You'd love it.
The Novos.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Yeah, you sent me this story yesterday because you're like, oh, Crevo, this steak, perfect looking. This is right up your alley. This thing is from a place called Botswana Butchery. Now, this is in Sydney, and it's a 1.6 kilo Wagyu tomahawk, and it's coated in gold leaf.
How unnecessary.
So do they cook it with the gold leaf on? Because surely that would come off on
no,
grill
no,
or
no,
something.
No, 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 no. So they cook it first, and then while it's still sizzling hot, they delicately place the gold leaf on it. And they're saying it's now the most expensive steak in Australia at the moment, which seems a bit unnecessary.
Okay, can you tell us how much?
You're looking at $500 per person for the dining experience.
No.
Oh, so you get other food.
Yeah, you get other food. It's not just the steak at $500. So some of the other foods and drinks they have here, and the names confused me. I've got to say. No, no, no. The names of the foods, right? So maybe you guys can help me out as to what's going on here.
Sure.
So they've got a signature liquor called the Money Shot. So you go, they go, pass it over to you. Here's the Money Shot. They've also got caviar, but they're calling it gold-topped caviar bumps.
So it's like the scraps of the caviar.
I don't know. I'm not sure why they're calling it bumps. $500 a person. So he's, you know, is this,
I just got it.
Yeah. the steak.
Do you eat it on a key or?
I'm not sure. I think they're bringing it on some of those Kmart plates, which is weird. It's such an expensive restaurant.
$50 Kmart plates.
Yeah. The steak has a Marvel score of 7 and over, which I guess is high. I've got no idea.
Good, yeah, I think it's like it's on a scale of 1 to 10.
Right. Well, that's right up there then. Which for $500 a person, you would be hoping it would be a good Marvel score.
I'm just curious though. It's 1.6 kilo. You said $500 per person. How many people get in on the 1.6 kilo steak?
Well, I'm guessing they're supposed to each person's supposed to have their own, but that seems like too much meat.
No,
it seems like a bit of a waste. Like, I went to the Town Hall Hotel last night in Waratah. Very good steak. And it was 24 for two.
24 for two?
Yeah. Wow. Very good steak. Probably the best I've had.
Buying a steak like this is 100% about status and nothing about the taste.
I think you're probably right.
But if you spent $500 on a steak and it didn't taste good, you'd be fuming.
Wouldn't you? What review do you give it on Google Reviews then?
A place like this would really rely on good reviews only. Mm.
Yeah.
Because you're right, something that expensive, if there's even one or two really bad reviews, you're going to question your purchase.
But even on that, with all those things you said that it came with, if there's one or two bad things, it just ruins the whole thing. It's like, oh, well, I paid $500. Everything.
The potatoes were awful. Yeah.
But, you know?
Definitely. I mean, real talk, I'll probably never go to this place, but I can care to dream.
You can care to dream. Okay.
Please. Don't call you a millionaire, Mark, for nothing.
I feel horrible. A gold leaf steak and then just dip it in gravy. That's what happened.
A bit of Gravox.
You know what Prevo's most hated thing is in life?
Yeah.
Tomato sauce. On steak.
On steak, yes. with dip a chip into it, absolutely lovely.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. Together, we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
We got chatting after the show yesterday with producer Jackson about those first things you really notice about, like, a potential partner. Mm. Jackson, something you made your partner Andrew do for the first 6 months of your relationship, what was it?
Yeah, so I made us both not wear deodorant or any perfumes, because that just gets in the way of, like, really falling in love, because you fall in love with natural pheromones, right?
So are you, like, a smell kind of guy first?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Well, look, they say that one of the reasons for such high breakup rates and divorce is because everyone's so misguided by all of these scents. Like, you've got, very expensive taste scents, which just distract the mind. So, like, the real way back in the caveman days of falling in love was falling in love with someone's natural body scents and pheromones. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this. And it's worked out so far. I mean, 10 years later.
Does he wear deodorant now?
Yeah, he wears deodorant now. But, you know, we're very long down that track.
Your husband has a very physical job working on the boat.
But he doesn't sweat too much.
Man, long 12-hour day. Mm. He comes home, takes his shirt off. What are you doing, like, getting up there under his armpits?
No, but, like, don't you find that scent a little bit sexy? Like
No.
I mean, of course it can be, like, a little bit dirty, but there's them people that have, like, a sexy scent when it's not, like, it's not too bad.
Do you miss the days of him not wearing deodorant?
No, because like he's not really a deodorant guy as much as most people.
That's okay. That's a whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
People like pit sniffers love the smell of other people.
Yeah.
You're not pit sniffing, are you, Jackson?
No, no, no. But I can appreciate scent of like not like in a sexual fetish way. But I can appreciate the scent of that.
Look, I have heard this before. And like I'm the type of guy that always floods my body with probably too much deodorant.
And
I do forget sometimes. And I think, wow, who you've seen me in the studio here. I get so paranoid if I haven't put deodorant on.
You do the old chicken wing thing, like closing down the armpit.
But like, have you never done a workout or something like that and copped a sniff of yourself and you're like, oh, actually, you know what? Pretty
nah,
pretty
good. I can't stand it. Can't stand the smell of BO. It's
maybe
disgusting.
I'm on this island by myself.
Maybe. Though. Maybe not.
Look, what about you, Crevo? Do you find the natural scent of a woman attractive?
So not necessarily, but I have, like, in the past I've dated people where you're like, oh, and that's maybe why that ends, because it doesn't it smells particularly like not good
maybe
to me. I don't know,
it wasn't meant to be.
But well, obviously
see, I'm a sucker for cologne. If they've got a nice cologne, it's odd.
What Jackson's saying is right, Meg. It's called fake love, my love.
Well, luckily Josh doesn't wear cologne. So. 13-10-09, do you love your partner's smell?
Is there something about it?
Yeah. We have preview tickets up for grabs to our premiere of Uncharted at Event Cinemas next week as well.
Oh, movie tickets.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So, if you love your partner's smell, 13-10-09.
And, like, if you've done this before and, like, told your partner not to wear deodorant, don't leave Jackson on the island by himself.
Put that links down.
The Novos.
Do you love the smell of your partner?
Basically, are you into the natural pheromones of your partner? Producer Jackson basically said, for the first 6 months of his relationship, neither of them wore like colognes or deodorants. So they could really hone in on that natural smell. Apparently, that's what the attraction is all about.
Well, science may be behind you, Jackson, because apparently, when you recognize the smell of a loved one, it actually does release oxytocin, which is the hormone that's involved with, you know, all kinds of happiness in your life, basically. It's sometimes referred to as the love hormone because of the levels of that oxytocin that is released when you, like, hug someone.
Too much science, Crevo. Too much science. I guess that's why animals like sniffing each other, right?
Quite possibly.
Makes sense.
Dogs are always sniffing each other's legs.
Let's go with legs.
Well, what do you call the rusty sheriff's badge? Gabby, hello.
The leather coin purse.
Morning, guys.
Hello, Gabby. Do you like to go all natural, you and your partner? Do you like to wear no deodorant?
Oh, it's funny, actually. I love the smell of my partner, but he doesn't love the smell of me, so I always wear lots of deodorant.
Oh.
That's a bit awkward.
Has he ever said to you, oh, darling, like, too stinky?
Oh, yeah. He's been honest with me.
Oh,
jeez. Oh,
what a brutal thing to say.
It's a bit of a one-way.
Yeah. Nah, not for me.
So does your fella wear deodorant by any chance?
Yeah, he does. We both wear deodorant, and he got me onto a really good one now. So
the one that he likes.
I love how he's giving you recommendations.
Did you guys do that thing like Jackson and his partner, Gabby, where you went for a period without wearing anything just to fall in love?
I've always worn it, actually, and I think if I didn't, it would have been like, oh, my God, no, you got to deal with it.
You had to use the deodorant in order to capture him, if you will.
You know, I'll stick to cologne. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gabby. Hey, Jackson, what's the goss is up next?
Yeah, I've got to talk about Adele because she's trying to mislead the public. Also, to Armie Hammer. Do you remember the big scandal around him?
Yes, cannibal.
Eating people.
Let's chat about where he's at in his life now and more specifically his love life.
Thanks for clarifying that, Crevo.
Well,
eating people.
He was eating bits, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, well, he's into it.
He's a weird unit.
Mm. Remember he was in that movie with Timothy Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name?
That's right.
He was also in Gossip Girl.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was Serena Vanderwoodson's boyfriend.
Jeez, you have to watch out with him around.
Oh, that's breakfast.
The Novos. Cameron, you stop. stop taking pictures of yourself, your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Yeah, producer Jackson is here. News on actor Armie Hammer.
Yes. Let's crank this up from Kesha.
Oh, yes.
Because, of course, late last year, news broke that Armie Hammer was checking himself into rehab for his obsession with BDSM and cannibalism. A lot of girls come out and said that he was very creepy, tried to eat them. Now he's back in Hollywood doing his movie thing. Man. He's got a new movie out, Murder on the Nile.
What?
Yeah, that's released. It's got that Dawn French British lady in it.
Just putting it out there.
He shouldn't do any more murder movies.
Rectify his image. Why would you do a movie?
I know. You'd do something with Disney, wouldn't you, to soften your image a little bit?
Do a romantic comedy or something, mate.
Anyway, he and his wife, Elizabeth, or his estranged wife, Elizabeth, are trying to work things out, apparently. So she's taking him back. They've been spotted in Hollywood with their children at the park. They've got two kids together and on some dates. They've tried to deny it, but been papped kissing. Now, he's a walking red flag, don't you reckon?
100 red flags all taped together.
I mean, even if you've got kids, I feel like if your ex-husband is a cannibal, maybe don't go there.
No.
Also, too, how's he just out walking around and back in the Hollywood movie scene? You know what I mean?
That's because Hollywood can be forgiving in that way. You know, it only takes like 6 months, and yeah, we sort of remember, but most people go, oh, Armie Hammer, I remember that name. It'll be a good movie.
Absolutely.
That's what happens.
Yeah, you're right.
But also, how woke 2022? You can go to rehab for BDSM obsession and cannibalism. Like, where does it stop?
It's too much.
So it's bizarre, isn't it?
I don't know. Look, I've got something here. I just can't help myself. Sorry, Jackson.
The census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Wait. There it is.
Oh, my Lord. Anyway, watch this space.
That is just a movie.
I'd just be worried about what I'm going to wake up to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That.
Someone nibbling on my rib cage or something.
Oi, oi.
Anyway, Adele.
Why are you nibbling on my finger?
Hands off.
Adele's trying to trick everybody. So you might remember this a couple of weeks ago.
I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can. I can't give you what I have right now.
Of all the things in the world to cry about, Adele, poverty,
yeah,
terrorism, that's what you're sitting there banging
about.
My show's
not done.
My show is not done. COVID delays. They tried to tell me what to do. Spotify put me on shuffle again. Anyway.
And here's my new music.
So she's trying to deflect all the bad press that she's getting by wearing an engagement ring on the red carpet of the Brit Awards. So they're seriously telling me, after all these stories come out about her crying backstage about breaking up with Rich Paul, that they're now engaged?
It was a gorgeous ring, though.
Nice ring.
But great show.
Way to change the narrative, right?
Yeah. She just bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wearing it on the ring finger.
Yeah, exactly.
Did anyone watch the Brit Awards?
Bits and pieces.
Only 2.7 million viewers. They said the awards were too woke because this year they went gender neutral with their nominations, which got a lot of backlash. And they're saying that the woke awards seasons are just starting to kill what the award season's all about.
Well, the Arias did that last year as well. Mm. They removed the best female, best male categories.
Jeez.
I find it weird.
Yeah.
Like, don't you want to, as like a female artist, right, don't you want to be recognised as one of the world's top female artists? I don't think there's much offensive about it because it is hard to make it in the world as a female. So recognise them as a female artist. Don't pair them with all the men as well.
Couldn't agree more.
What were the was it just best artist? Or?
Yeah, just best artist. So it was all
less chance
together.
To win.
Less chance to win.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Like, artists, especially, you know, in the music area of music and or any kind of artist, they need all the recognition and help they can get.
Mm.
Especially with, you know, the last couple of years, no one's been able to sell a single concert ticket, you know?
Yeah.
Can we just talk about Anne-Marie falling over at the Brits yesterday?
She recovered well.
She did recover very well. I watched it back yesterday. And let me tell you, she totally owned that. I was watching her story last night, and she's just making fun of herself. I love Anne-Marie.
Always good when they do that, because Madonna didn't take the same sort of path. Remember, but the Brit Awards stage must be cursed, because Madonna's also been pulled backwards. Poor old lady. They had to do a hip x-ray right after that.
I reckon that the stairs aren't even.
Yeah, they do it on purpose. Yeah, get people talking.
Couple of wonky steps in there.
And I mean, what's Anne-Marie's excuse, really? I mean, Madonna's at that age where she's got the wobbles, but Anne-Marie's sprung like sprightly little chicken, right?
She was wearing big platform sneakers.
Mm-hmm. So they are very hard to walk in.
The ankle break.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creamo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, mate.
You know what? No, you're not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
There were some awkward scenes on Married at First Sight last night. Don't know if you guys caught it, between Dominika and Jack.
Yeah.
They've been married, I think, for about 2 weeks at this point, and I think they ended up consummating the marriage on the first, like, on the wedding night kind of thing. It's been pretty hectic ever since. But Dominika was like, yes, you know, apparently giving out the signs to Jack that she wanted to keep going in that direction,
which is totally normal.
Early on in a relationship, anyway. But then this happened as well.
I do want to have sex with Jack, but I don't think he wants to have sex with me, to be honest.
I mean, I don't know if this is the case, but you know, probably scared you because I said I was on my period.
He didn't know what to say. He stood there like a stunned mullet.
He looked very. You showed us a picture just before. It's a man who really is lost for words.
Yeah, so he was saying basically, look, you know, I thought you'd want your space in this kind of situation. He brought a couple of the guys over as well to talk about it, because they're like, oh, do you do this? Do you not do this? And unfortunately, he brought Al into the conversation, the really young one who really doesn't know anything.
Who knows nothing.
But it got us talking. Is this the thing? Do you do this? Is it right?
Well, this blew up on socials with so many people saying this is inappropriate to talk about on the television. But it is real life, I guess. And it's something that a lot of couples obviously encounter. Where do you guys sit on the whole thing?
I'm fine with it. Absolutely fine. But the thing is, as I said to you guys off air, half the population has to deal with this. It's not a taboo topic for me. And
straight bloke perspective, Creevo.
So,
give it to us.
It depends. Like, each, I guess, woman has their own views on it. And obviously, it's really going to be up to them more.
Yeah.
In a relationship. So, that is what makes it so confusing. And I reckon that's why that confused look on his face, because perhaps he's dated people in the past who were against it. And that can skew your view on the whole situation.
See, Meg, you are very for this, right?
Absolutely.
See, and I think, right, and now I don't have any real experience in this field. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
But I feel for this guy. He's getting slammed unnecessarily. If he doesn't want to do the deed during that time of the month, that should be up to him. I don't think we should be piling on this guy for not wanting to do that. Yeah. I think it's totally fine that he said no, guys. That's just me.
Well, 13, 10, and 9, is it unreasonable for him to decline his wife due to her being on a period?
Yeah, I'd love to hear both perspectives on this. Guys, girls, give us a call.
Yeah, 13, 10, and 9.
I think, stop piling on this guy. Yeah. Like, if you were like, Creevo, see, you say, Creevo, it's up to the girl. No, well, it's both.
Well, it is, I guess.
If he doesn't want to do it, leave him alone. Like, I get it. It's fine. Wait another week, babe.
Hey, I guess that's the debate.
All right, we'll take your calls after this.
The Novos.
Yeah, we are asking on 13 10 or 9. Is it right or is it unreasonable to deny your partner cuddles if they're on their period? After last night on maths, Jack basically did that to Dominica. She was hoping for a little bit, but he said no.
He just turned.
I do want to have sex with Jack, but I don't think he wants to have sex with me. To be honest, I mean, I don't know if this is the case, but you know, probably scared you because I said I was on my period.
Divided a lot of people online. A lot of people in particular just saying they shouldn't be talking about this on television, but that's another issue. But is it unreasonable, potentially?
Hey, well, like you said before, it's something that all of us encounter, really.
At
or
one
most
point.
Of us at one point or another. Let's go to the phones. Kelly from Bellbird, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you going, guys?
Yeah, good, going good. Well, Kelly. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, man, sex can be very messy at times, and who wants to throw that in the mix?
You're a solid no.
I'm definitely against it. Me and my husband are like, hell no.
No? Okay.
Hell no. Hey.
That's a hell no. Not a no, a hell no.
That's a hell no.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Kelly.
Robbie's up next. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, how are you? First of all, what are your thoughts on this? What are you...
Don't you love how awkward Crevo is in this whole chat? I'm less awkward than you, Crevo, and I'm gay.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, but somehow I feel awkward about the whole situation. But what are your thoughts, Robbie?
Well, I think Dominica should have respected him because he didn't want to. Not saying at all, he doesn't want to have sex with me.
Yes. His reasoning, though, wasn't that it was unpleasant. His reasoning was, I just wanted to leave her alone and give her a space because a lot of women that I've been with in the past haven't wanted me to touch them while they've been on their period. Well, that's what he was saying. And then, you know, if he just spoke to her about it, I think it would have been a different story.
Well, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough. That's
fair
all
enough.
We needed. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, leave him alone. Leave him alone. The poor
go
guy.
Back next week.
The poor guy shouldn't have to explain himself in this situation at all.
I have to bring it up, though, with Kruger getting so awkward. I'm just going to assume you've never had to buy a woman a pack of tampons in your entire life. I hate to see you in the tampon
aisle. No, I've totally bought heaps of times. It's fine. That's, I have nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
Was Crevo one of the people commenting last night online?
This is inappropriate.
No, of course not. I actually think that the discussion to have, like, I don't think I've ever had this discussion with anyone.
I was really happy that they were talking about that kind of stuff. Like, I know it's weird, but it's reducing the stigma.
That's so
it,
true.
Is there a stigma behind this? Because, look, call me uneducated here, but, like, Is there a stigma surrounding periods?
Absolutely. How many girls do you know, like, when they have their pads and tampons, they hide them because they don't want people to know they're on their period?
Really?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's true.
I just view that as a part of life.
No, they hide it. They don't want anyone to know. It's very embarrassing, all that kind of stuff. Like, there's a whole stigma behind it.
Like I said, I'm no expert when it comes to this.
So I'm really happy that they're trying to break down that little wall. It's really good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, changing lives, guys.
That's what we do here. Change lives and entertain.
Jackson, interesting. Up next here on the show, we had a bit of a moment yesterday after the show, and I want to talk about it next, but I'm putting it out there. Jackson agrees.
Mm.
Do you think that you and I, Jackson, are telepathically connected?
I think there's a link because there's too many things happening at the moment where it just all aligns.
Please.
You are the ultimate skeptic, Crevo. Meg, you're open to this
written
stuff.
Written in the stars.
Jackson and I are going to run through some of the things, the connections, the weird things that have
coincidences.
Happened.
Coincidences.
No. I nearly said that.
Connections.
It's not a coincidence. Like, every day it's happening. We tried to get a psychic on, but she pulled out.
Ugh.
So we need your judgment here next.
Okay.
But there's weird stuff.
The Novos.
Look, I know this sounds a little bit ridiculous, and you might be wondering, why are they talking about this? But I feel like I need to address this. I think I have a telepathic connection with none other than Jackson. producer Jackson on the team.
Who knew?
Lucky you.
So, can you read his thoughts then? Like, what's he thinking right now?
Shut up, Crevo.
Is that it?
I was actually thinking, oh, what a skeptic comment. So, pretty much.
Well, I want to longbow.
I want to run through some things that have... the reason I want to do it today is because it's happened a lot this week in the last 7 days.
Okay.
And it's really solidified the fact that I think this is a thing.
Okay, so tell us some of these coincidences.
Shut up.
I think overall, Jackson and I are good mates. Like, yeah. We talk after work all the time. Like, yep. We're always messaging and stuff. And I think we're very synced up in terms of, you know, we might take screenshots on Instagram of certain things, certain people.
Oh, my God.
And I feel like both of us can identify, like, something that we must send each other. And sometimes we've actually sent each other photos or screenshots at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's been instances where something will come through and mine's just loading to send and you send me the exact thing at the same time.
Now, Meg, you hear that and you go, yep, psychic, telepathic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't.
You have that connection with certain people.
Now, it goes on.
Okay.
Sometimes we'll be in a room, perhaps in a meeting at work.
Right.
And we just look at each other during the meeting.
Mm.
And we can both smirk and laugh at the same time because I think we both know that we're laughing at the same thing, whether it's something somebody said or maybe it's something somebody's wearing, that kind of vibe. I think we just instantly know. Do you agree with that?
Because we were in a meeting, well, recently, I'm not going to say which one, but I look at you and I know before I've even looked in your eyes that you were going to be looking at me thinking the same thing, and then I do and I lose it. I'm like a little kid in school that can't stop kicking.
Is it possible that you just both heard the same joke?
We're both very immature.
Happened the other day, right? Now, look, this is really heavy stuff here. We were talking about the Australian Idol winner, the old Idol winner, Kate DeRouge from the Young Divas.
Oh, yeah.
That topic came up the other day. We were singing her song, and we have a segment here on the show called Celeb or Pleb. So Jackson's job is to find the celeb or the regular person, get them on the show. Now, he said to me, when he heard us talking about Kate DeRouge, you won't believe it. I was thinking about getting Kate DeRouge on the show for Celeb or Pleb that morning.
That morning on my drive to work, I was actually listening to the very interview that Matthew was listening to in the studio when I walked in.
Well, now, that is a big coincidence. I mean, if any piece of evidence is getting me closer to thinking that you two are telepathic, it's that.
It's the wrong C word. It's not coincidence, it's connection.
Yeah.
Energy.
I've just pulled up a website, actually, psychicblaze.com.
Oh, yes. This sounds very good. Yeah.
6 signs that you're telepathically connected
with
each other.
Oh, let's go through them, because this will show for sure.
You instantly know each other's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. I feel like we can tick that off from the evidence provided so far.
Yeah, correct.
This one I'm not sure of, too. You can see through each other's defenses. I think Jackson knows me, like, pretty well.
Yeah.
I'd, like, maybe take that.
Yeah.
Question number three. You feel a sense of deep spiritual connection. Jackson's always, I'm big tick for that. We always talk about life and,
if we ever used to carpool on the way to work, oh, my Lord, it was like you're in a cult.
That's what we'd talk about.
It'd be like, spiritual this, spiritual that.
You see them vividly in your recurring dreams, and not so much. I see you sometimes, but not like...
What do you need for a pass mark? Is 50% on these?
Do you dream about me, Jackson?
I have dreamt about you sometimes. Yeah. It's like work stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
You notice synchronicities, which are
definitely.
You have a strong sense of intuition when it comes to each other. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, right.
I think it's it. That's a
It was only one that you didn't have there. And even that was a possible, wasn't it? You guys, that's it. Telepathic. You got me convinced.
Yeah.
Linked good. For life.
Thanks, Jackson.
7:34. The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg, and Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
God, Valentine's Day is getting close, isn't it?
4 days away.
I know, right? You gotta, if you haven't booked your restaurant, you've probably still got a chance.
Yes.
But be quick, exactly. this is incredible, though, because perhaps you're thinking Valentine's Day is a great day. I would like to enhance libido. Here's a great way. Food scientists have revealed, and these are scientists, the top enhancing foods just in time for Valentine's Day.
How romantic.
Oysters, yeah, perhaps. Yeah. But there's a lot better options because not everyone loves the oysters, do they?
Oysters are disgusting.
There you go. There's a perfect example of someone who doesn't appreciate how good oysters are.
You, man.
Salt water. Like,
it's delicious, man.
They're amazing.
Beautiful. It looks like snot.
And we're bringing in the oysters next for Meg to try.
Good for you guys. Go all out. Well,
that's my dream, by the way.
Bring it.
Fresh oysters.
Oh, amazing.
Bring them in.
If some seafood place wants to hook us up, let us know. up next, though, we're going to reveal these because some of them are quite surprising. You might be eating some of these today and not even know. It's going to increase your libido.
The Novos.
Valentine's getting so close, right? Only 4 days away. So, of course, you're wanting to plan the perfect menu. This could be if you're eating out at one of our great restaurants around the area, or perhaps you're going to cook at home.
Or one of our sponsors, Hunter Valley Gardens, Harrigan's over there.
Yeah.
They're doing a great Valentine's Day. Hunter Valley Gardens, harrigans.com.au.
I promise this isn't an ad, but God, they're good at Harrigan's. perhaps you're wanting to figure out the best foods for libido. There's been a lot of work done on this because the oysters and all that, people have talked about that for years, but scientists have actually cracked the case here because there's some interesting choices you might not think of. So, the first thing they're saying is you got to get on the beetroot.
Really?
Now, where do you guys stand on beetroot? Because it is a divisive food.
I love a good root vegetable.
Do you? Mm. What are some of your favourites? Do you like a big old parsnip?
Oh, love a big old parsnip.
Yeah?
Even a big old carrot sometimes.
Yeah.
The right sort. Yeah, if it's not too misshapen or knobbly or whatever.
That's the problem with a parsnip.
Mm.
It's too misshapen.
Yeah. Sometimes it roasts unevenly, if you will. Yeah. What about you, Meg? Do you like a root vegetable?
I do like a beetroot. I won't lie. Beetroot risotto is delicious.
Oh, that's probably a great choice. Funny you say risotto, because they're saying mushrooms are another very important vegetable to increase libido.
Is this all vegetables? Are they just trying to turn us vegetarian for Valentine's Day?
No, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll flip this totally on its head because you also want to get your mitts on some dark chocolate. Apparently also very important and quite a romantic food. You know, you get one of those in a lovely box with some sort of gold, cellophane or something, and you feed that to your partner. That's got romance written all over it.
So not like a block of old gold Cadbury. You need it to be a bit fancier than that.
Well, that's just my opinion. You know, you can eat whatever level of
the
dark chocolate. You
melt it down or something.
I'm sure it is fine. You know what the other thing they're saying is? For a drink, you got to get on the green tea.
No.
Do you?
This is just a... Is Michelle Bridges the author of this article?
No, I swear. So apparently green tea increases blood flow to the downstairs organs, but they're saying if you want to get the full effect, you've got to have at least 2 or 3 cups a day.
Yeah.
Now, I don't drink 2 or 3 cups of tea a week, let alone a day.
I can't make a cocktail out of green tea. It ain't happening. Well, it's not for Valentine's
Day. It's not for you. All right, perhaps this will work in your cocktails. Okay. You can fancy them up with pomegranate.
Ooh.
Now, pomegranate is supposed to be rich in a certain number of vitamins that actually... Now, you want to give this to Josh because it can help men get in the mood and also lead to firmer... I'll let you fill in the last word.
Okay.
Right? And it can boost testosterone levels as well. So get Josh on the
pomegranate juice.
A little bit of pomegranate juice. Or
pomegranate
syrup.
Pomegranate daiquiris are the best.
There you go. There's a great option. Here, try this, honey. You give that to the guy and away you go. It's going to be, a firmer evening. These are all great options, and it's great foods that you can fit in around this Valentine's Day.
They're all quite healthy.
God, we provide a public service here with what we do.
Thank you, Crevo.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I reckon Meg's going to go and buy pomegranate juice after the show. I just know it. You thought about it, didn't you, Josh?
It's very healthy.
Well, if I start bringing in beetroot-flavoured cupcakes, you know what's going on.
I gave most of these to Josh, but here's one for you guys as well.
Josh, if she's cooking Crevo beetroot cupcakes, be worried, my friend. What's going on?
I'm thinking of Emmy.
You're very considerate like that.
Okay. Smash for Cash is up next, worth $1,000. Hey, all you have to do is tell us what this is and you win the money. Yeah. If you want to play 131009, the lines are open. The clues so far, it's food related. There is no power cord attached to this thing, and you might find it in Grandma's pantry. All of the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. We'll do it next.
The Novos. The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash or cash.
I hit it 2 times. Hey, just a heads up today as well. We are doing a big music checkup live on the streets down at Nobby's Beach.
That's later today
after 10 o'clock. Icy cold cans of Coke.
Movie tickets
up for grabs. So come down and say hello
and
rate the music with us. And you also go into the draw to win that incredible wine tour for six people, all thanks to two fat blokes worth over $600, guys.
Fantastic.
The prizes continue now, though. Smash for Cash, $1,000 up for grabs. If you can tell us what this is.
Very simple. Yes. Let's meet our contestants.
We're going to Alicia in Maitland, stay-at-home mum. Two kids, one's at home, one's at school, finding rap testing quite easy, but needs some family time now that life is getting back to normal. We'll invest the $1,000 into that. Good morning, Alicia.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. And no tantrums yet from the rat tests?
No, he's been a champion.
Oh, how good. He deserves a bit of a getaway then, yeah?
I definitely agree. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Well, you need to tell us what we smashed with a hammer. Have you got the clues?
I've got a few of them. I don't know if I have all.
Well, we've got three clues. The first one is it's in Grandma's pantry. The second, it is food related and it doesn't have a power cord. Give us your guess.
I thought it might have been a tin of Milo.
Tin of Milo.
Great guess. Not in.
No. Sorry, Alicia.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate it.
Thanks for playing.
I think we had Milo.
I think we had Milo lid. Is what they said.
Right.
Yeah, but the whole tin, different story.
Different kettle of fish, if you will.
We'll play again before nine.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg, and Crevo. To wake you up.
Done with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Up next, we are playing Celeb or Pleb, which is around the team. We have a guest, a surprised unknown guest, introduced to us by producer Jackson. And we don't know who they are. We have to figure out if we think they are, in fact, a celebrity or just a regular person who Jackson has found for us, basically. And then we have a little team score and see who's the best at guessing.
Last week, we did speak to a Bachelor contestant.
Mm-hmm.
Meg and I picked Celeb. You were the loser last week. So we've got like a series of questions we'll ask them and we'll try and decipher what their life's all about, what they get up to on a daily basis, all that vibe.
Yeah, just figuring out if we think they are in fact famous or not.
The Novos.
It's time for Celeb or Pleb.
The Novos.
Yeah, that's right. This is where producer Jackson brings on a mystery guest. We have a chat to them, just try and vibe them out and find out a little bit more about their life, what they get up to, and then we try and determine whether they are in fact a celebrity or a regular person. It's difficult because sometimes, celebrities may just have the most normal life, right, behind the scenes. You may see them on TV or whatever, and you think, oh, my God, they must be, you know, going everywhere in private jets. But really, they're just driving a Camry.
Are you saying it's difficult because you didn't win last week, or?
Maybe, yes.
Also, some regular people that aren't celebrities live a celeb lifestyle as well.
So true.
There's a lot to chat about. Let's meet our mystery person on the phone right now. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic.
Having a coffee right now? Having some breakfast? Maybe some...
Yes.
Yeah.
Crystal?
Yeah.
Both of those.
Some what, mate?
Crystal.
Trying to
suss things out.
Trying to figure things out. Okay. Let's kick off.
You sound fancy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ooh.
Let's kick this off. Question number one. How many bedrooms in your house?
So, we'll go with two. Yes, my house has two.
Two bedrooms. Is there an extra study on there as well, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so two plus a study.
2.5.
2.5 bedrooms. Okay. Mm. Next question. Where and when did you last go out for dinner?
I went to dinner at a Japanese place. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a nice Japanese place by Japanese food.
Okay.
And when was that?
That was a couple nights ago. On what day is it? I don't know. It's on Saturday, I think.
I can't even remember. Goes to so many restaurants.
Was the bill over $500?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was just two of us.
Okay, nice.
So I feel like, saying that though, if two of us went, we could have been so hungry and, you know.
Yeah, right. All right, another question for you, Anonymous. Do you own a coffee machine at home?
I do, yes.
What kind? Is it like a capsule machine or a fancy one?
It doesn't have any milk steamy things, but it is like the capsule.
Okay.
It's just the coffee bit.
One.
All right. Have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Mm. Do you own one as well, or just ridden it
once?
No,
I'm terrified of it after that experience. I didn't do it again.
Okay. That's fair enough. I'm scared of motorcycles as well. All right, another question for you, Anonymous. Do you have any pets? If so, what are their names?
I don't have any pets.
Okay.
I don't have time for that. I don't have time for it. I don't have the responsibility.
Very busy.
You know?
Too busy.
Yeah. Okay. Guess.
Look, I think it's quite obvious.
You know what? I'm going pleb.
So, really?
Yeah.
A regular person?
I'm going to say regular person.
I'm going to say pleb as well, Maddie.
You think fake accent as well?
No, I think real accent. I just think busy person, you know, some sort of professional, you know, inner city professional.
All right. So this is my thinking on the whole thing.
Mm.
Last week, Jackson lined up a celebrity. He'll be expecting us to think that this week will be a regular person. I'm going to go with celebrity.
See,
Anonymous, please reveal yourself. Are you a celeb or pleb?
My name is Katie, and I am just the pleb.
Oh, yes! Yes!
But hey, you sounds like you live a pretty great life.
Yeah.
You fooled Maddie.
So, what is your name? Katie?
My name's Katie.
Katie, what do you do, Katie?
I work an office job full-time.
Yep, you're just inner city living the professional life.
Katie, are you over in the States at the moment?
No, I am in Melbourne at the moment, but I used to live in Newcastle, actually, and I've been in the studio once.
So where does the accent come from? Like, you're obviously American, yeah?
Yeah. I'm from Iowa.
Oh, wow.
Fascinating. There we go.
Oh, so you're just, like, mates with Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Jackson, how do you know Katie?
Katie came in here once because she's the American girl that made the news headlines for things that Australians say. And you had her in the studio that time.
I remember you now.
Yes.
Amazing. Hey, you fooled all of us.
See, this is perfect because we've met Katie before.
Even better.
We didn't even think. Hey, Katie, hope you've been well, okay? Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
See you, doll.
There we go. Wraps up another week. Well, Meg currently in the lead with two. I've got one. Maddie's got one as well.
Well done, Crevo.
Yeah, I feel like I've got it. I've got it worked out now.
That was a great one.
Yeah, you
really
saw
good.
Through the charade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
I've got some Fresh Prince nostalgia to play you. Also, too, a Magic Mike update. Are we getting a third installment?
Ooh. Maybe. Hope so.
You guys into Magic Mike?
Never seen it before.
Really?
Never seen it.
Meg, I know it was I've never actually seen it, but I've seen a couple of clips and they look quite good.
I was going to go to the stage show, but the lockdown happened. Oh. So, yeah.
Devastating.
What a disappointment.
We'll reschedule that.
We'll do it next. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, Jackson, you want to get us nostalgic with the Fresh Prince?
Yeah, so they're doing this sort of jig of the Fresh Prince. It's the latest TV series from the past to make a comeback.
So this is Stan, right, that are cracking on with this?
Yeah, and Will Smith's getting involved. So they put it out there for all of the big fans to send in their Instagram videos of the song, and they would sort of remix it for the new theme, and Will Smith's in it as well. Sounds pretty cool. Take a listen to this.
Now this is a story all about how we
turn upside down.
I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there.
I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Could you imagine sending your video in and being a part of that?
That is cool. It does. Some of it does sound a bit like it was recorded outside on a balcony or something.
Yeah, there's a few people in their bathrooms as well. But I mean, pretty cool, right?
It is really cool. I mean, to be a part of that is just awesome.
That's like the ultimate marketing campaign where you just go, hey,
very clever. Yeah.
Just take a video of yourself wherever. I should have sent one in the shower. I know that whole song.
You should have.
North Philadelphia, born and raised. I could go on. But
Submission, Jackson. Late submission.
I think I am actually excited about this reboot of the show. Because
it's a bit darker.
Well, yeah, and also I think that like the way they'll film Bel-Air and stuff, which is now known as this amazing, like, fancy part of the city, is going to be like the houses will be so much cooler.
It's going to be a flop.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, they are saying, like, early reports coming out about it are saying that it's not going to do too well.
Oh.
But
I mean, no second season then.
It happened for End Just Like That, so Fresh Prince.
Hey.
I haven't really watched the original, but I just have a feeling that the new one will be quite good. I'm excited about it.
I stopped watching the original when they got rid of the original auntie and they replaced her with someone else. I stopped watching after
that. Well, Will Smith got her fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's filthy about that to this day.
What a mongrel.
Was a young fella.
No, I feel like there's still something about the Smiths, though, these days. Mm. I can't vibe on them. Jada.
Because of that.
Round table talk.
Yeah. They're not involved. Are they involved in this show, though?
I think Will Smith is.
Yeah. Like as a cameo or advisor or something? He surely can't be the young person in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's like a producer or something like that.
Right.
I don't think he's actually going to be in it. And he's also doing a lot of the promo for the Super Bowl. So we're going to see a Super Bowl ad, which is actually going to feature the song that I just played you as well.
Amazing.
Yeah. Moving on, talking about sequels, whatever. Installment 3 of Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of people will be frothing that.
Well, it wasn't going to get made. So Channing Tatum, is that his name? He's very different looking now. He's bald at the moment. Don't know.
Or maybe still good, age. Though. He's one of those people that doesn't matter if he's got hair, no hair, whatever. He still looks great.
Maybe.
No? come on, Jackson.
Jackson's very specific.
He was on Jimmy Fallon overnight. So just take a look. He looks a bit different. Anyway, this is what he has to say about what's going to get him over the line to do an installment number 3 of Magic Mike.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to make a third movie. I was like, we kind of did a lot in the first two movies. But I was like, look, I'll make third movie if we get to one of two things. One, I wanted to make like the Super Bowl stripper like movies. The first movies. Exactly. And the first movies, we had to kind of stay honest to what that world is. And the dancing's not all that cool in the world, and we pushed it a little bit. But I really want to have, like, the Super Bowl stripper.
I thought it already was the Super Bowl of strippers.
That's what I thought.
I've never seen it.
I
haven't.
Sure.
I mean, I'm nothing against it. I'm sure it's
Emmy hasn't made you watch it?
No.
No? Not her thing?
I think she's probably watched it. I'm not sure, to be honest.
You should audition for number three.
Oh, why not?
Oh, you on a stage dancing to Pony by Genuine. That'd be interesting.
Can we do our own version of Magic Mike? I know this idea has been floated before, but I would love to do that.
Would you?
People from all around Newcastle.
Oh, I thought you were volunteering yourself.
No,
you
guys. Of course not. Of course, nobody wants to see this.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, surely there's someone.
I'd get involved.
Yeah, well, you like being naked, though.
I think it's fun.
Absolutely,
I also
love
attention. Like, yeah. I love attention. If I have to take my shirt off to get it, gather around, ladies and gents.
The show is about to begin.
Thank you, sir.
The Novos.
Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Creebo.
To wake you up. Together, we can go wherever. New FM, Bonobos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Now they are. 105 minutes commercial freeze. Up next, Jackson.
Yes, it is. A bit of Coldplay.
I was like pointing at Meg because she was going to do this, yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm talking and it's not working.
No mic's on.
When I sit here and I'm like, oh, I didn't know if I should jump in. Nah, I'll just play this. How about Fresh Tove Lo?
Oh, beautiful.
Ooh. Yes, that is coming up also too.
I love this. This is my favourite Rita Ora song.
Yeah, off to Disney Plus. Yeah. Also, too, trying to get an Australian citizenship, I hear.
And can't perform this song live.
Can't she?
No. Calvin Harris has the rights to it, and she cheated on him.
Oh, no.
So, I'm not too sure, but
Ed Sheeran, probably.
No, so he's made the call now. She's not allowed to perform this live.
Well, that's petty.
Oh, that is petty, actually.
You know what? I agree with it.
Because do you know what?
Oh,
this song wouldn't
don't
be.
Don't cheat
like,
on your partner.
No, but he wouldn't have the success of this song. Well, he probably would, but like Rita Ora really contributed. Do you know what I mean? It's 50-50.
Who I'd love to hear this song with Kelly Clarkson on it. I think it would sound really good.
Who is more relevant, Calvin Harris or Rita Ora in 2022?
I think Rita Ora.
I think so as well.
Maybe. That's it.
I know that I like to
give it
Rita
6 Ora.
Months.
He'll come out
hating
with some
on Rita.
Stuff. I don't hate Rita, but I just don't like the fact that she cheated on Calvin Harris. He's a very good-looking man.
He might be a pig, though.
Yeah, true.
Also, too, in Hollywood, it's a very different world over there.
He might be a pig.
Do you like... Maggie, are you into Calvin Harris?
Oh, I see, the accent. He's a very good-looking man.
He did have a good blow-up. He used to be an absolute rotter.
Oh, he was.
Rotter, like a rotten pumpkin. Now he's hot to trot.
Oh, Google his house as well on YouTube. Oh, my God.
See what
nice
I mean?
Nice house.
Team oh, maybe Calvin. I am off Rita.
He's a real
that conversation real quick.
He's a real daddy now. He's got a full facial
hair. He's got a beard now.
Yeah, look at
I
this,
I haven't seen
Meg.
That.
You ready? You like a man with a beard,
yeah,
don't
I've got
you?
Josh's got a beard. Oh, I don't really like the style of that beard, but yeah.
Oh, Randy Orton's great. Guys, coming up next, we are catching up with our mate NASA. He's been calling us all week. Apparently, he's got some big goss about maths he wants to share with us.
Here on excellent.
And he'd know.
His stories have been exploding on Instagram, just day after day, spilling the tea.
The Novos.
This place is possessed. The bed collapsed.
I can't believe I still haven't got my blue tick from Instagram.
The most famous Married at First Sight contestant
of all time
ever been on the show. Now, of course, as I was saying before, NASA's been spilling the tea about some of the gossip from this year's maths. He tells it how it is. NASA, good morning.
Good morning, hello, and good Nass. Morning. Now,
I'm just going to let you go because I know that you're like...
You've got it built up.
It's like, a racehorse, ready.
Like, file up at the Melbourne Cup. The gates are about to open. Off you go.
Okay, now, this is what's going on. Now, let's start with this holy business with that Andrew, I think, is. And you guys got to correct me with some of the names because I'm losing track.
Yeah.
I'm completely losing track of this. So the Texan... So the Texan, to me, is... I don't know if he's a Texan, for a start, because that accent doesn't sound like Texan to me. But anyway, let's move on. So him and this Holly, apparently he has tried for 3 to 4 different shows and failed at all of them. He tried for SAS. He tried for I'm a Celebrity Getting Out of Here. He tried for Survivor, blah, blah, blah. And he failed at all of them, and they finally got him into Married at First Sight. Now, this whole Holly girl... apparently she's an actor as well. I've just posted this morning that she's going back to the States or Canada to see her agent. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, because that, I got that from her Instagram account. Now, that relationship is very, very toxic. That is so toxic.
Absolutely.
I can't believe
on
that
Holly,
they allow it.
Well, on Holly Nasser, on the show, it says she's a cinema manager. So, we're all sitting here thinking, oh, there she is down at Event, you know, pouring the popcorn out, all that jazz. But no, she's a part-time actor. That is true.
Yeah, see, so to me, it's like, well, out of 40,000, there's 40,000 or 50,000 people that apply to the show. Is this what we get? That's my question. Is this what we get? But if that's what we get, and you've got to resort to model agencies and B-grade actors, well, actors have never made it, but this is the only chance to further their career. We're in big trouble with TV, really.
We don't want to see that.
But the other one is what's his name? Is it Celine? The one that
Celine, yes.
Now she's done a few interviews, and I believe you guys had her on 2 days ago.
Yeah.
You had her 2 days ago. What she's now known for is that if she doesn't like the interview, or if you guys or someone's pushing her, she'll complain to Channel 9, and Channel 9 will take action, because she'll say that I'm getting bullied, I'm getting this, I'm getting that. So If she got onto your show and I didn't hear the interview, and you get a message from Channel 9, don't get offended, because she's been doing it to everybody.
Really? Jeez, yeah, this is full on.
So because they want to...
Well, she's very precious.
She is precious. She thinks she is precious. But let me say this to all your audience and to you guys. Without people like you, these people wouldn't even get a chance to be heard.
Well,
online, she's not very well liked at all by anyone.
No.
And I threw it out there when she came on the show, and I said, hey, you know, are you happy with how you've been portrayed?
Yeah.
And
fair enough.
And she just, like, I don't know, she got really weird about it.
She bobbed it off to a degree.
Exactly. And I was like, well, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, an opportunity to defend herself, and she didn't really even want to talk about it. It was weird.
Yeah. So that's what I was just saying. Don't take offence, because she's done it to a few others, and eventually people just don't want to speak to these people. You know what I mean? Like, you know, why would you want to interview someone that's not even want to do it? Like, not even understanding doing it. So don't get offended with that. And the show and every other show, they need to realise, you know, you guys have got a massive audience here, and it's good to get out and be known and explain your side to the listeners. But unfortunately, the show doesn't give you any media training. They don't tell you what to do and what to say. You basically sink or swim.
Hey, Nasser, I was going to say, are you seeing any true love on this season, by any chance?
Well, okay, you know, there's again, I don't know, you have to correct me with the name. The two lovely couple, or coming across as lovely couple, the one that her father passed away.
Oh, Jackson and Olivia.
Yes. Now, they are a protected species at the moment, because they're the ones that will succeed, right? They're a protected species. So you can't say, they can't put a foot wrong, those two.
No.
And they need those two to last till the end. But I will do a spoiler, and I don't really care anymore. There's only two couples that last till the end anyway. So everybody really leaves.
Oh God.
So, just watch it. Look, you've only got to watch the dinner party and tonight. Tonight is where they leave or stay. And people have messaged me, so many messages I've had about what happens when Anthony left. Anthony left and said, I don't want to be part of this, right? And the Texan walked out, do you remember?
Yes, the other night, yeah.
Well, what happens, just to give you a brief before we go behind the scenes, when you leave, you can leave, right? No one's holding you hostage here, you can leave, but you have to come back and fulfill your contract by facing the experts. So you can't just leave and go, okay, I'm going home now, I don't want to be part of the show. No. You are leaving, we understand that, but you got to come back and finish the filming.
Right.
It's going to be interesting.
So you can tell it goes.
If they don't, it's breach of contract, I guess.
Yeah, you can't. Otherwise, that's right. Otherwise, you forfeit your contract. So what that means, it means that when you come back to face the so-called experts, you're going to get smashed again and be embarrassed. This is what the whole idea is. Yeah. You're not going to come back and have a cup of tea and let's talk about it.
The so-called experts.
And that's how they keep them in. All thanks, right, NASA. Now, so
big predictions. Big predictions. We'll see how they turn out. Apparently, everybody leaves.
Except for two couples.
My money's on Olivia and Jackson and Dom and Jack.
Yeah, Dom and Jack are probably the most realistic or most likely to stay together.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Smash for Cash is up next. $1,000 on the line. All you have to do is figure out what this is. What did we smash with a hammer? The clues? Found in Grandma's pantry? Doesn't use a power cord? Food related.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for Cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, no easier way to win cash. Just say a thing on the radio and that's it. You get the money.
Yeah, right.
It's got to be the right thing. It's got to be what we've smashed with a hammer.
There's some terms and conditions.
Yeah, there's a few things behind the scenes. I'll give you that. But if you figure it out, the $1,000 is all yours. The clues so far, we'll run through them once more. No power cord related to food could be found in Grandma's pantry. Let's meet a potential winner.
Yes, we're going to Wendy from Madawi. Works as a disability support worker and in retail. Would never go on reality TV. She thinks she'd be kicked off. Loves motorbikes. Solo holiday is on the cards with the 1K. She's putting that before treating the family. Wendy, I am all for that girlfriend. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing Wendy. Really well. Treating yourself, what does that involve?
Oh, look, I reckon a few beverages called cocktails.
Yes.
And maybe a few massages.
Oh, I like this. I love the fact that you're putting yourself first.
Hey, why not?
You do, you girl.
You have to. Good job, Wendy. Yeah. Hey, here's the sound. What do you think it is?
Well, I'm going out the box here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is in Grandma's pantry.
Yeah.
It has got to do with food. It doesn't have a cord. And I think Grandma's got arthritis. So I think it's a battery-operated can opener.
Ah.
Now, definitely haven't had that
one. No, we have not. But it's not right.
No.
That has to be the most creative guess, though, I think we've had so far. Well done.
Got to be creative.
Not the answer, but well done.
Oh, we love your work.
Wendy, we'll give you a couple of tickets to come along to our advanced screening of Uncharted.
Event Cinemas.
Coming up very soon. That guess was so good.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dom. No worries. Appreciate it.
Happy Thursday.
There you go. That was
great.
That's
the way to do it, though. Put the clues together. Don't go generic.
Hey, well, tomorrow another clue is coming because it is Clue Day, which is fantastic. That is our sign for today, though. 105 commercial free is up next.
Yo. I think it's fitting for today. It's going to be warm.
Yeah. Are you still vibing this, Creeper? It's been like a year.
Yeah, I still like it. It's had enough break. It needs a... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. On and off.
Just say no, Crevo. Don't sit on the fence.
They're probably not.
I was going to say no, but then when he played it, I enjoyed it. So what do I do?
Yeah. Okay, to be offensive. I'm going to allow it, Crevo.
Eminem.
This I'm vibing.
Everyone thought they were a gangster. Oh, well, everybody. Yeah.
Not everyone is, though, are they? And this song really shows it. You know, if you aren't a gangster and you sing this, it's very evident.
Very awkward.
Katy Perry as well, Alesso.
Lovely.
That's the way to go into a gorgeous day.
It sure is. Thank you, sir. It's kicking off in minutes. And do not forget, later on today, from around 11 o'clock, we are going to be at Bar Beach, back on the streets, guys. This is vintage radio. We have to give away icy cold cans of Coke.
Oh, you're kidding.
Movie tickets.
Yep.
The classic. Now, this is what we're doing. Come down, say hello. We'll be right near the foreshore there at Nobby's Beach. Sorry. Yep.
Nobby. Oh, okay.
Did I say Bar Beach?
You said Bar Beach.
Oh, I meant Nobby's.
Yeah.
We're going
Nobby's. Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but you can come down and rate the music with us, and just by doing so, we'll give you some freebies, we'll put you in the draw to win that wine to us, come say hello.
You get to hang out with us. Chat.
Yeah, what more do you want in life?
11 Perfect. O'clock, Nobby's, near the car park, Nobby's.
Nobby's Beach.
Have a great day, guys. We'll see you soon. Bye. Bye.